Today's scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of more than 7,800 branch churches in the United States of America, Canada, Peru, Honduras, Bolivia, El Salvador, Argentina, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Ecuador, Colombia, Venezuela, Chile, Brazil, Mexico, Panama, China, Japan, Pakistan, Nepal, Indonesia, the Philippines, Taiwan, Sri Lanka, Malaysia, India, Mongolia, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Kenya, Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo, Gabon, Angola, Burundi, Rwanda, Nigeria, Tanzania, Botswana, Swaziland, Cote d'Ivoire, South Africa, Sudan, Burkina Faso, United Kingdom, Germany, France, Italy, Belgium, Netherlands, Russia, Belarus, Dagestan, Ukraine, Estonia, Kazakhstan, Sweden, Ireland, Greece, and other countries, and branch churches and local sanctuaries in Korea, and members who are attending this service through satellites and internet, and all the TV viewers. This is the 17th session on spiritual love. Love can make many seemingly impossible things possible. People say the power of love is great. Especially, the love of God the Father is really great. He unfolds novel or movie-like touching stories before the lives of many people. The love of God can change even those who cannot seem to do anything into people who can do everything. He changes the weak into strong and the poor into rich. Also, with the touch of God's love, even the foolish become wise and the arrogant becomes humble. Among the forefathers of faith in the Bible, there were many who had various weaknesses and problems. At the time of Jesus' ministry, who were the people who loved and followed Jesus? They were not well-treated people in the society, such as fishermen, tax collectors who were considered as the sinner, and the poor, widows, the blind, and the mute. When these people met Jesus, their lives were completely changed. They heard the gospel of the heavenly kingdom and gained hope. Their various problems, including poverty and diseases, were resolved. More than anything, they received true love from Jesus, which they never received before. With the great love of God, who bore, believed, hoped for all things, and endured all things, everything about them was changed. Those who were considered worthless were born again as glorious instruments of God. I hope that you will feel deep in your heart what true love is like through this message. Also, I hope that you will also be changed completely by the love of this Father God. Furthermore, I pray in the name of the Lord that your love may also give change and life to countless other people. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, through the last session, we had been looking into the concept of the love as described in verses 4, 5, 6, and to see what love really is. And now, in the verse 7, is the final conclusion on what love is. It gives four simple conclusions on spiritual love. It says, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. All the members of Mammon Church, please repeat after me. It is the conclusion, okay? Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Good. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. This is spiritual love. Therefore, if we practice these four things, your heart will be increasingly filled with spiritual love. Now, let's delve into the meaning of each of the four characters. First, it says, love bears all things. Love is to bear everything. So while listening to this message, second floor, in the second century, third century, in the fourth century, fifth, five, sixth century, first and the second nursing room, all the branch churches, please remember and check yourself whether you bear everything, whether you bear everything or not. If you quarrel with your spouse, if you quarrel with your brother or sister over a very trivial thing, please check yourself. There are many things, even at your workplace, even at your business, at school. You quarrel over many trivial things. You got distressed. You got disheartened. You got discouraged. Please check yourself. For example, if somebody slaps you on the right cheek, it is love to turn the left cheek. If somebody asks for your shirt, it is true love to give even your coat. Even if someone doesn't ask you for shirt, but you got hurt in your heart. Nobody slaps you on the right cheek, but you got angry. To bear is the basic level of love. You lived with untruthful things before, but now, as you come into the truth and try to love, you first have to bear with different things now. If you get angry or become irritated by others, you have to bear with them now. You must be able to bear. If you want to get rid of all these things, you first have to bear. If you do whatever comes forth from you, then you cannot bear them. You should also bear with your desire to do whatever you want to do to others. So, in explaining what love is, it first says that love bears all things. In this verse, the conclusion of this spiritual love is not bears all things. But at the end of this verse, it says love endures all things. Okay? Now, in this verse, to bear all things has broader meaning than the verse love is patient. To be patient is to bear with various difficulties that you may face when you love somebody. To bear with all things is one step further than bearing the things that you may face when you love somebody. It is to bear with all things that are not in accordance with spiritual love. The things that are not in accordance with spiritual love are all forms of evil, including untruths, flesh, and sins. In the spiritual love chapter is explained in detail the things that are not in accordance with love. For example, it says love is patient, love is kind, and that love is not jealous. Therefore, not to be patient. Men of God must have spiritual love. But if you say, I love you, God, then you must have spiritual love, right? You cannot love God in a fleshly sense, okay? So, if it says love is patient, are you patient enough? Are you kind? Are you? You pretend you're kind, but are you still kind to your wife, your children? Don't you speak up before your family? You don't say amen? I hope everybody will say amen, but you don't say amen. It has been so long to learn this spiritual love. Love is patient, love is kind, and the love is not jealous. Please check yourself whether you are jealous or not. You must know. But some people don't know, even though when they are jealous. They say, I'm not jealous, I'm not envious. They don't realize they are jealous. Therefore, not to be patient, not to be kind, but getting angry, and to be jealous are all against spiritual love. Also, it says, love is not arrogant. Are you arrogant? If you are, then you don't have love. Aren't you? Love is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. As said, the heart that boasts of worldly things and has the desire to be lifted up is not the heart of love. To act unbecomingly before God and neighbors, and to seek one's own, being provoked to think of evil and to rejoice with unrighteousness is not in accordance with love. To bear all things means to bear all these things that are not in accordance with love. And it is to rejoice in the truth. Now, what is to rejoice in the truth? It is to believe the word of God, to try to keep the commandments, and to practice the word. In order to practice the word, you have to bear with your desires to commit sins and to follow flesh. You have to bear with the heart that tries to do what yourself wants to do. If you are a student, if it is something against your study, then you should not do it because it's not beneficial. Since your duty is to study, and your mother and your father wants you to study, if there is something that prevents you from studying, then you have to get rid of it. All the second floor here, but I can hear amen. But what about the old grown-ups? All the students are listening to me very well. Here, I mean, you have to bear with the heart that tries to do what yourself wants to do, okay? Here, to bear with something is not just to suppress it. It is to cast off the opposite characters of love. In other words, all untruths from your heart and make them disappear. So it's not easy to get rid of them from the beginning. So you have to suppress it again and again. Then it will eventually disappear. You don't know why? Now, let's say you are violent, originally. I'm sorry, between spouses, okay? Sometimes there are spouses like the husband and wife. There is a husband, there might be a husband who, you know, strikes his wife. Or there are brothers and sisters who use violence against each other. Now, let's say you lift up your hand, try to strike, but you remember, I have to be patient, or I have to bear with this. So you bear with it. You suppress it over and over again. Then your hand will be lifted up this much. But later on, if you suppress it, if you keep on suppressing it, then you will not lift up your hand. Let's say you hit someone 5 times. It will be reduced to 3 times, one time. And then you will be able to stop hitting someone at the end. It will disappear like this. So, all truths from your heart and make them disappear. It is to circumcise your heart. If you circumcise your heart and cast off fleshly things completely, then you will be a man of spirit who is filled with only spiritual love in the heart. If you don't know what love, what spirit is, you don't know what, I mean, is there anyone who don't know what spirit is? If you got no, you know, correct answer, then you have zero. But this needs, I'm not saying that one. What I mean, the spirit is, in the Bible, you must understand what spirit is. Our Father God is spirit, so you must worship Him in spirit and in truth. If you do not know what spirit is, you cannot worship Him in spirit and in truth. Since God is spirit, you have to worship Him in spirit and in truth. If you do not know what spirit is, how can you obey it? How can you understand the Bible? So you feel troubled whenever you hear the word spirit. If you're a man of God, you must know clearly about spirit, because our Father God is spirit. And there is a spiritual world, spiritual realm. There are spiritual things. There is a spiritual people. If you do not know what spirit is, you cannot realize all of them. You cannot understand all of them. There is a spirit, and there is a Holy Spirit, there is a Spirit of God, there is a Holy Spirit. You have to know, understand all these things. Then you can understand the Bible. So if you circumcise your heart and cast off flesh completely, then you will be a man of spirit. In fact, if you accomplish spirit in your heart, the expression bear is not necessary, because you have nothing to bear. Once your heart is cultivated in spirit, there is nothing that you need to bear with. Since you dislike someone, when you try not to dislike someone, that's why it feels you difficult. But if you rejoice all the time, if you give thanks all the time, then it's not difficult. Because you will love God to the utmost degree, you cannot think of anything that is against love. And obviously, you will not do such a thing. You will not think of such a thing. You will not do such things. Also, because you will not have any evil in your heart, you will not really see shortcomings or wrongdoings of others. Even if you see, you will only try to understand and cover them, so that you will not have to bear with anything. So you don't blame others. If you do, you have to suppress it. If you see others' weak points, then you are going to blame them. Between family members, you will blame each other. You will blame other deacons or other deaconesses. That's because you don't have love. You will keep on forgiving even those who act with evil towards you again and again. Because Father God loves us so much, He is slow to anger and gives us mercy and compassion all the time. He bears with us again and again. The reason why you and I are able to be here today is because of this love of God. I hope you will accomplish this kind of love and give this love in every situation. Secondly, it says, love believes all things. If you really believe somebody, you will believe everything of that person. If you love God, you will believe every word in the Bible. The division of the Red Sea, the stub of the sun and the moon, you must believe. Since I believed all things from the time when I became the novice believer, I became this powerful servant of God. I've never doubted them, and I've never doubted anything written in the Bible. And I believed that I could do it. That's why I received this such great power. I believed everything in the 66 books of the Bible. When a husband and a wife loves each other, they will trust each other completely. Even if the other person has some shortcomings, they will still try to believe their spouse. On the contrary, if people do not have love, they don't trust each other. So they judge and condemn each other and have quarrels over everything. Likewise, trusting or believing can be a standard to measure the size of love. To believe God completely, therefore, is to love Him completely. Abraham, the father of faith, was called a friend of God. Without any hesitation, Abraham obeyed the command of God, who was telling him to make an offering of his only son Isaac. It was possible because he believed God completely. God saw this faith of Abraham, and he acknowledged his love, saying, "For now, I know that you fear God." If you read the Hebrews, it is written, he believed God who can revive even the dead. That's why Abraham could give his one and only son Isaac as offerings. He believed everything. He trusted God 100%. That's why Father God called Abraham a friend, and he trusted Abraham. And they become very close. That's why they call each other friend. Even between a husband and a wife can have secrets to each other. Close friends share their secrets. No matter how close you are to your friend, that friend does not share his secret with you anymore today. But once upon a time, if you are very close to someone, then if you have been a friend to someone since when you were a little kid, you can have very long-lasting love and friendship. But nowadays, it's really hard to find such friends because sin is rampant in this world. Father God trusted Abraham, and Abraham believed God 100%. That's why Abraham was able to give Isaac as an offering. When I was in a theological seminary, I heard this kind of message. There was a pastor who was giving me a lecture like this. Father God gave 3 days to Abraham. Father God tried Abraham for 3 days, whether Abraham felt troubled in his heart, whether he would obey his word or not. Since God promised that multinations will, countless people and nations will come out from Isaac, but God commanded Abraham to give his son Isaac offerings. So Abraham was troubled in his heart. So when I heard this kind of lecture, I was, worried, and I was wondering and how doubted it. Later, when Father God gave me a word, I could understand Abraham's heart completely. He didn't say anything. He didn't say that incident to Isaac. From the beginning, Abraham obeyed with obedient heart. And God didn't, tried Abraham for 3 days. So God acknowledged Abraham's love. Love is to believe the other person. Those who completely love God will also believe Him completely. They believe all the words of God 100%. You too, because you love God, believe Him. And because you believe all things, you bear all things. I've just told you that love is to bear with all things that are not in accordance with love. To bear with all things that are against love, you must have faith. In other words, only when you believe all the words of God can you hope all things and circumcise your heart to cast off everything that is against love. If you don't have any hope for New Jerusalem, if you don't believe it, how can you take heaven by force? You will just try to go to heaven. How can you try to take heaven by force if you don't know about this stuff?
Of course, in more strict sense, it's not that you believed God because you loved Him from the beginning. God first loved us, and by believing the fact, we came to love God. You all same. Father God loved us first, and then we loved God. I love Him so much, but God loved me so first, and then I came to love God from the bottom of my heart. From the Philippines, I received a letter who read my biography from Philippines, the president of All Creations Global Network, Pastor Romeo Colpus. You know him, right? He was the shield of his heart diseases after I received my prayer. I was requested to give pray to him. Well, actually, when he had a problem with his heart, he came to me to receive my prayer by faith, and he was healed. So he is greatly used in Philippines for Father God's kingdom. You know him, right? There is no other expression to say it is so amazing. After reading Tasting Eternal Life Before Death, the testimonial book of Dr. Gerald Lee. This is one of the most impressive books. Your book gave me more responsibility and more influence. When you rejoiced, I could forget all the pains with joy. The peace and the joy is the measurement of God's greatness. The cover of the book is very abnormal. I read it from the first page to the last page without being able to sleep. Have you experienced the same? So you read it one overnight, right? I was so curious because as I was reading the book, Father God allowed Senior Reverend Dr. Gerald Lee to have true faith after overcoming those sufferings and pains and diseases. And I thought I am fortunate not to go to the trials and refinements that Dr. Gerald Lee went through. Everything has its reason. Father God allows Dr. Gerald Lee to have true faith through the days and years of diseases and pain. When I participated in the prayer meeting, I could see the living God, and I gave prayer to God with sincere heart and praised. Father God knew that Dr. Gerald Lee would obey, and He healed Dr. Gerald Lee. After Dr. Gerald Lee healed of any diseases, He fully recovered. Father God is almighty, and He does the unusual things. Father God will lead Dr. Gerald Lee's life, and God called you as a servant of God. When you became a senior pastor of Manmin Central Church, the church became a church with more than 8,000 members. Dr. Gerald Lee was known to all the people of the world through United Crusade. And you allowed us to understand how people can be refined as a pure gold after the cultivation of Father God. What a great God we are serving. How precious it is to read Dr. Gerald Lee's books. I would like to tell you this. I would like to recommend this tasting life before death. If you want to read and be challenged after reading some books, this is the book that I would like to recommend. This book will seize the heart and soul of the readers, and Father God will make them bound to Himself. I would like to give thanks and glory to Father God forever and ever. March 6, 2008, Bishop Romeo Colpos, All Creations Global Network Ministry, President of the Philippines. After reading my testimonial book, he was touched and he sent me this letter. Father God loved us first, and He met us first, and then He healed of us. And then I came to know God, and came to faith, came to love, and I believe you have done the same thing. How did God love us? He unsparingly gave His one and only Son for us who were sinners. He opened the way of salvation. In other words, He opened the way to heavenly kingdom. At first, we come to love God by believing this fact. But if we accomplish spiritual love completely, we will reach a level where we believe completely because we love. To accomplish spiritual love completely means we have to cast off all untruthful hearts. If you have no untruth in your heart, you will be given from above spiritual faith with which you can believe from the depths of your heart. So, you will never doubt the Word of God. Your trust in God can never be shaken. Also, those who have accomplished spiritual love completely will believe everybody. They believe even those who are full of iniquities and who have many shortcomings, thinking, he is a good man, he will do well. Since the beginning of this church until today, there have been so many pastors and workers in the church. When they were given duties and if I entrusted them with some work, I always trusted it and believed them. If anybody wanted to work for God's kingdom, I suppose him or her saying, I mean, when they asked for help, if the church wasn't able to help, I began to give the help with my faith. In some cases, some people around me were advising me, he's not truthful, he may be cheating. They meant that I could face loss if I trusted him. But to believe is not to believe that the other person is already perfect. It is not to believe that he is already sanctified. Those who cultivate truthfulness and integrity in their heart will not be cheated by false men. Just by talking for a couple of minutes, they can discern what kind of hurt the other person has. Even if they don't try to find out something, they can just discern the truth and untruth of the words. Therefore, they can never be cheated without knowing it. Even if they know it, they are cheated. But even if I know that the other person has a lot of falsehood in his heart, when he confesses that he will try his best, I just believe him. I just believe that at least in that moment, he is truthful and he comes to me with a true heart. If I don't believe him, if I don't trust him, how can we work together in united? Also, when a person who has made a big mistake says, I have done wrong, I'll do better next time, then I just believe him. Even when a person cheats me many times with the same thing, if it just comes and repents, I just believe him. Our Lord did the same thing. If someone repents 7 times 7, then you must forgive. Even if you know that someone is going to cheat on you, you believe. That's because I love that soul and I trust God. I believe Him. Even Every time I believed with love, God took the responsibility in all things. That's because when I believed others with true love and with the desire to commit everything into God's hand, God joyfully accepted my heart. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I believe the promise that God has given to me. When I was praying for the opening of this church, God told me that He was going to send me many sheep who would go into New Jerusalem. And He said He would send sheep who will obey. And I believe that those sheep are you here. I believe you are the flock, workers, and precious souls sent by God and who will go into New Jerusalem. I believe that you are the ones who will enter into New Jerusalem with me. So, even if you committed sins, cheated me, or disobeyed me, I have never given up on you. I don't have any kind of hatred or dislike whatsoever. I never think, by all means, she's helpless. I look at you with faith, thinking she will certainly change. Rather, I feel pitiful or sympathetic, thinking she always tries hard, but she cannot really do it. So how painful it must be for her, too. If anybody comes before me with discouraged heart, I confess, you can do better. You can do it if you believe. It's not just to comfort them, but I truly believe them and confess it. Also, because I believe God, I commit each of the souls into God's hands with fervent prayers. Dear brothers and sisters, God the Father also believes all of us. He believed that each of us would understand the love of God and come out to the way of salvation. Because He looked at us only with faith, He even gave out His one and only Son Jesus to take the cross. Since the mankind cheat, how can you send your one and only Son if they don't obey? God the Father believes even those who do not know and not believe in the Lord will be saved and come back to the side of the Father. He believes that those who are already saved will change into those who completely resemble God. I hope you will also believe everybody with this love. Also, I hope you will also look at yourself with the eyes of faith by believing God. The Holy Spirit is always telling us in our heart, you can do it. I'll help you. This year, what is the slogan of this year? What is the slogan of this church? Impossible things become possible, and possible things will become even better. You know the slogan, right? Possible things will be prosperous, and impossible things will become possible. That's why year 2008 will become the year of blessing. Please receive all the answers by praying, by faith. I have done many things that seemed impossible. But when I depended on God completely, I saw nothing that is not possible. If you remember all things, there were things like GCN, Mammon TV. Without faith, it couldn't be done. My Mammon Bible Academy, and so many servants are coming to here, and the Mammon International Seminary. So many people want to study in Mammon International Seminary. So many people are leading the handkerchief prayer meeting. What about WCDN? They are so active. And this year, next year, they're going to have a WCDN meeting in a country which is under the dictatorship. There are so many countries. All these things would be impossible if you use your own fleshly thought. But It has been possible. And my books are translated into many different languages and are distributed. When we are about to Canaan Sanctuary, those books will be spread to all over the world. If you believe this love and confess, I can do well, I can change, then God will accomplish it according to your confession and faith. How beautiful it is to believe. So, whatever you desire and believe, then God will make it happen. So believe it, and it will come true. You have to believe and ask. You have to ask and pray. When the boat is sailing, and when it goes back and forth, then you will not have, you don't have any faith. If you believe Father God, if you trust Father God, you must believe that Father God can make impossible things possible. Since I have done like that, Father God has made everything possible. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will cultivate true love to believe all things so that you can become a faithful friend of God. All the parish pastors, they sent me, pastors, they sent me sometimes a letter of repentance saying that, you know, they are not courageous enough. They try hard, but they cannot make it. Some pastors come to me and repent. So I told them, it is impossible because you try to do it by your own. Why don't you depend on God? You have to trust Father God. You have to depend on everything onto Father God's hand. Then Father God will take care of it. The Lord will take care of it. And the Holy Spirit will take care of it. Since you try to do it by your own hands, that's why you cannot make it. You are slow. You have to believe in Father God. You have to trust Father God and then pray. Then Father God will make it everything. It may seem slow in the beginning, but eventually you will see the way out. The Holy Spirit will give you the way out. And you will realize, I can accomplish God's work like this way. Then you will receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit. In the beginning, it's difficult and it's dim, but you'll be able to listen to clear and clearer voice of the Holy Spirit. And you will be supervised in your heart. Then you can make it. Since you try to do it on your own, that's why it's so impossible. It's difficult if you try to do it on your own. You have to believe in Father God, and you have to trust Father God, and you have to leave everything onto the God's hand. Then, Father God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit will make them possible. Why is it that impossible? Next, love hopes all things. Love is to hope all things. To hope all things is to yearn and wait for everything that you believe to come true. In other words, if you love God, you will believe all His words and hope that everything will be done according to His word. If you hope all things, you can bear all things. When you bear all things that are not in accordance with love, you can bear difficulties too. You are hoping for the days when you will share love with God the Father forever in beautiful heavenly kingdom. That is why you bear with all things to run your race of faith. What if there is no hope? Those worldly people who do not believe in God have no hope for heavenly kingdom. That's why they just live as they want. If somebody makes them angry, they just got angry. If they don't like somebody, they just dislike him. Because they don't have true hope, they try to fill their heart with worldly things. They try to enjoy as many things as possible on this earth. Rather than for others, they just live for themselves and their family members only. But because they don't have true satisfaction, they live their lives each day with difficulties or even with fear. On the other hand, how is the life of those who believe in God? They hope all things, so they take the narrow way. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19, the Apostle Paul says, "If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied." We are of all men most to be pitied. If believers, the Christians, if we have hoped in Christ is this life only, other than heavenly kingdom, then we are the most to be pitied. What a pitiful it is if our life ends here. How poor we are. Everybody enjoys the worldly pleasures, but we walk the narrow way. If someone slaps you on your right cheek, then you turn your left cheek. If somebody walks you 5 miles, then you walk 10 miles with him. You have to be able to walk 10 miles with him. But Christians, some people come to this church and listen, and then later on, you know, they come to me and say, "Whatever you teach is not in accordance with my idea." That's what they say. Of course, it should not be in accordance with your idea. You are from the world. The word found in the Bible should not be in accordance with the world. Should not be the things that you learned in the world. The division of the Red Sea, do you think it's true? The stopping of the sun and the moon, do you think it's true? Do you think the bitter, salty sea water becomes changed into the one sweet water? Do you think it's true? When the Lord commanded the wave stopped, do you think it's true? When Simon Peter commanded the servant of the centurion came back to life. Do you believe it? From the worldly things, from the worldly idea, you cannot believe them. The Bible teaches you to die, to live. You try to be respected by the people in the world, but the Bible teaches you to respect others and serve others. You must hate your enemy, but the Bible teaches you to love even the enemy. Of course, whatever the Bible teaches is not in accordance with the idea that you learned from the world. Of course not. So some people, you know, have difficulties in this church. You witness the works of Father God and the works of the Holy Spirit. But when you listen to the word, that is not in accordance with what you learned from the world. Of course, it should not. But don't misunderstand. Everything in the Bible should not be accordance, should not the same, should not in accordance with what you learned in the world. So many people in the world deceive others, cheat others to gain their own benefit. But Father God is love. That's why He teaches you to love someone and to seek for others' benefit. That's why you should not cheat others. You should not deceive others. That's why Father God teaches you to turn your left cheek when someone slaps you on your right cheek. If you do as per what you learned from the world, if you are hit once, then you have to hit others twice. If you have scar occurred on your face, then your parents come up to your enemy and then hit them, man, right? That's what the world does. You know, parents got so angry when you have scar on your cheek. That's what worldly people do. Just in fleshly view, the life of bearing and hard work seems burdensome. But if we hope all things, this way is a happier way than any other way. If we are with those who we love so much, they say that we will be happy even in a shabby house. But some people say that, you know, even if they love someone that they love, they don't want to live in a shabby house. Unlike, you know, those days. You know, we used to love, when we love someone, then we were, you know, able to endure even the cold weather. But nowadays, young people, oh, it's so cold, let's go into some place. Nowadays, people don't say such things. If you love someone truly, then you must endure all things. That's why you'll be happy, even in a shabby house, if you live with someone that you love. And thinking of the fact that we will live in such beautiful houses that cannot be compared with any house on earth, and also the fact that we will live with God the Father who is love itself, how happy we will be. Let's say, if you are just married, how happy are you? The first few months are so happy, right? And you think it will last forever. If your first love never changes, then it will be always like that. Just as you promised when you got married, saying that I will seek for your own benefit. I will not be selfish. I mean, you know, you make this kind of promise when you got married. If you don't change this kind of heart, you'll be good. But sometime later, you seek for your own benefit and you ask others to serve you better. That's why the later days are not like the first days. But our Lord never changes. His love never changes. He doesn't angry. He doesn't get angry. He is slow to anger. He loves every one of us till the last moment. And He wants us to be sanctified without blemish. Our Lord, our bridegroom, loves us so much. We are going to live with Him forever and ever in heaven. What about you? How do you feel? Don't you be thrilled when you think about it? We are so excited and happy just to think of it. In this way, true love does not just look at the present reality. It unchangingly waits and hopes until everything comes true. It's the same when we look at other souls. For example, some children may be going astray and not study at all. Even these children, if their parents believe in them, saying they can do it, and look at them with the eyes of hope that they will change, they can change into good children anytime. You have to believe them till the last moment, and you have to encourage them, and you have to look at them with the eyes of hope. Then they will change. But most of the parents don't do so. You will not make it. Since your behavior is so bad, you will not make it. Some parents speak this kind of, you know, disappointing words, and they make their children never stand up, never make it. How can their children study then? Parents should be patient until the last moment and encourage their children and then pray for them. Students say yes and amen. From tomorrow, from today, they will make a resolution. They will make a strong determination. Then they will study well. A student came to me and they received prayer to become the president of the whole school. A male student and a female student. They received my prayer to become the president of their schools. They came to me because they are confident. Their school just started. And we have many presidents. Now, they want to become the president of the whole school. Manmin students are like that. They are always praised. They are loved wherever they go. A senior deaconess and her family had a meeting with me. Her daughter went to a company. And when her daughter said, I go to Manmin church, her colleagues looked at them very strangely. But someone said, wow, her eyes looks good. And after she started to work in that company, everybody loves her. And they love everybody from Manmin Church. Of course it's Manmin Church. If someone is good, and if they know it is from Manmin Church, if they are from Manmin Church, they say, of course it's Manmin Church. And her husband is doing a very diligent believing life. His wife always came to me and prayed for her husband all the time so that her husband could have faith. So I thought, since his wife asked me to pray for her husband so much, I believe that her husband would become a great worker in this church. She believed it, and I believed it. Now, her husband has changed, and when she prays, she remembers her husband. And her husband is praying at the end of the century as well. He has changed, and he is so lovely. So she always misses her husband. Well, she even goes to see her husband even during the prayer meeting. Her husband changed so much. Before her husband changed, his wife prayed without changing. Now, she said this. She said, if a husband starts to change, husbands can do much better job than their wives. She was talking about her husband. All the husbands. You're the same, right? You are changed much better, right? You must win. How can you lose the game to your wife? Even the Bible says the later becomes the first. Even though you are changed later than your wife, you must become man of spirit all the more quickly than your wife. You must win the race. So you must do a very diligent job. If you do so, then you will be respected by your wife, and your wife will serve you much better. And she will set in the best dishes for you. All the wives, right? When you take care of the souls, some of them are stained by dirt of the world more than others, and still others have stronger frameworks of righteousness than others. But in any case, you must not make decisions about any person with your thoughts. You should not be discouraged thinking, it seems very difficult for that person to change, or she is still the same. You have to look at everyone with the eyes of hope that they will soon change and be melted down by the love of God. You have to keep on praying without ceasing for them and encouraging them, saying that you can do it. Because I believe each of you members here will go into New Jerusalem, I've been waiting and hoping until today without changing. When I first opened the church, and now more than 26 years passed, my heart is the same. I don't think, why is it so slow? I surely believed that they will change and they would become great workers. That's what I believed. I just keep on waiting and waiting. I hope for the day when I will go into New Jerusalem with you members who will have changed into Holy Spirit, all the servants of God. You must believe like this all the time for your members. You have to hope for them. You have to believe them. Without this kind of hope, it will be difficult to do your ministry. You must believe that your members will change. You wait. All the servants of God, you must wait and wait. Please come into spirit. God the Father has been waiting for 1,000 years, as if it had been but one day. He is waiting and He is believing that you will change into true children. I hope you will fulfill this hope of God the Father. Also, I hope you will look at each soul with the eyes of hope. I will talk about the meaning of the fourth statement, that love endures all things, in the next session. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a saying goes that a frog may lose its life just by one stone that a man throws. This tells us that a single word spoken or action taken carelessly may hurt another person so much. During the presidential election last year, someone spoke a word which hurted one of the leader in a party. And because of the word, he had to resign because of one word. And on the other hand, just one of your words may even give life. It can. The great power lies with your tongue, and it has the authority. You can become rich or you can become poor. It is up to your tongue. If you say, I can do it, I can become rich. If I obey God, I will become rich. If you confess with your tongue and lips like this, then you will become rich. The slightest action that you take may also change a person's life. For this, your love has to be spiritual love itself. Therefore, I hope that you will quickly cultivate spiritual love in you, so that even one little word or action will contain true love and revive many souls. May your touching stories be told in New Jerusalem forever and ever. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your love and grace. Let your message become life and faith, and let them become encouraged, Father. Please change them, Father. We can do it, Father. There is nothing impossible. That's what our Lord says. Nothing is impossible to those who believe. Father, we can do everything. There is nothing impossible. We can make impossible things possible. And we can make things prosper. Father, please let all the members come to have this faith and make a confession of faith. And let us have spiritual love. Let us cultivate spiritual love in our heart. Father, thank you. Let us bear all things. Let us hope all things. Let us believe all things. And let us endure all things. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on the sick part of your body or infirmities of your body. and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Father God, please lay your hands on these people. Give them power, power, power. Please work on them transcending space and time. All the brothers and sisters who are attending this service on screen, and those who are attending this service through satellites and internet all over the world, and all the GCN TV viewers, please lay your hands on them and give them power, power, power. From head to toe, in every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn all the diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit and let them become healthy. Father, please work on this man transcending space and time. Someone requests prayer for the mental disease. All the mental diseases go away. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command all the diseases go away. He is suffering from the mental diseases. He cannot recognize people. And his body becomes paralyzed. Father, please give him mercy and lay your hands on this man and drive away all the enemy devil and Satan. All the enemy devil and Satan, lose the bondage and leave him. Go away. May the light come. Father, please let him become normal and heal him. 63-year-old man requests a prayer. Father, please let him accept the Lord as Savior and bless him. And his mother, let her have true faith and let her have strength to pray so that she can be faithful to her duty. Father, please bless her. Baehyun-ho requests the prayer so that he can accept the Lord as a Savior and let her receive the spirit of repentance. Father, please work on them, transcending space and time. Lay your hands on them and bless them. Father, thank you. All the members of this church, from head to toe, in every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn all the diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit and let them become healthy. Please answer their prayers and desires of their hearts. Let them receive blessing when they come in or when they go out. And let them become the head, not the tail. Father, please protect them so that let them be in rest and peace this week. Protect their transportation. Let them not fall down. Protect them. Protect their work and business and bless them. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.